Speaking with Craig Phillips, who has a premiere at St. Luke's Episcopal Church coming up Sunday afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good morning for me.
Yeah, really. Well, you are going to be coming out from Beverly Hills. And I was going to ask, actually, I saw that you have several choirs there and are often doing evening song or different services there. Do you think it helps having that sort of almost daily work with choirs to help in composition?
Absolutely. Because I do a lot of choral writing. I've been fortunate to receive lots of commissions for choral works over the last few years. And of course I work with choirs day in and day out here. And I've sort of been steeped in the Anglican choral tradition for the last 20 some odd years. So yes, it's definitely advantageous for me.
Tell us about how the St. Luke's Canticles came about.
Well, David Heller, who's a colleague and friend of mine who we knew each other at Eastman many years ago, approached me. Their choir from St. Luke's is going on tour to England this summer, and they wanted to bring a new set of canticles, you know, composed for the occasion, and to bring some American music to England this summer.
Oh, cool.
And that's basically the origin of it.
All right. Well, you're going to be out here for the premiere. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah.
First performances. I mean, it's nice to have second and third, obviously,
performances. Yeah.
But premieres, will you have a chance to work with a choir or hear them?
I believe so. I believe on Saturday I'll be able to attend the rehearsals. So can have a little bit of input into the performance.
Oh, cool. A little sneak peek before the rest of us.
Right. Right. So I'm very excited to hear it. I haven't heard it live yet, obviously.
Oh, cool. Well,
yeah.
It's one of those things. I'm always curious how you knew you wanted to be a composer. How did you know you wanted to create sounds?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think, I started playing piano at about age six or so, and I just started making things up, you know, at an early age. I was writing music down by the time I was 11 or 12. And I don't think I ever consciously decided, oh, you know, this is what I want to do. It just was sort of a natural development. And then I was encouraged by mentors and teachers and so forth to keep going.
I know the program's going to have some other choral works of mm-hmm. yours on the program. Is that kind of special when it's nice to have a program with Beethoven and Phillips and, you know, Jennifer Higdon, I'm sure. But it's kind of cool to have your music featured.
It is. And that's exciting. I've been lucky over the last couple of years to have several programs that were devoted entirely to my music, which is, quite an honor and rather exciting for me.
How have things been since you've been honored from the AGO as their featured composer?
Yeah, that was quite an event last summer. And again, I had a program devoted to my music, and I actually performed on that as well. And that was quite an honor. I was pleased and a little surprised to get it at a relatively young age, so...
Well, I know the premiere is this weekend, but this obviously would have been composed much earlier. You know, the choir needs to be able to rehearse and practice.
Right.
What are you writing now? What are you currently working on?
I just wrapped up some work. I'm about to start my next project in June, so I'm taking a short breather here before. But this summer I'm working on a new work for organ and brass and percussion, as well as some the new choral works.
Well, you'll be out here from sunny California out to sunny San Antonio.
Well, we actually had some rain this overnight last night, which is a little rare for us in May, but the sun is returning today.
Oh, good. Yeah, at least friends out east and up north have reported snow here in May, so I guess we're lucky if we just get rain.
Mm. Well, I'm looking forward to nice warm temperatures in San Antonio. So,
yeah, have you been here before?
I have. I think this will be my maybe third or fourth trip.
Oh, excellent. Well, then you'll know to hit the Riverwalk and get some breakfast tacos, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it very much.
Great. Well, we will see you Sunday afternoon at 4:30 at St. Luke's. Craig, it's great to talk to you.
Excellent. Good to talk to you as well.